morning, everyone. Can you believe we are at the halfway point of the Church Camel retreat? By God's grace, I've been to different settings, many churches to preach. I want to say that QBC is the healthiest church. Which church begins with exercise in the morning? Thank you so much. Come with me in God's Word to 2 Timothy 4. We're going to be reading this portion and keep your Bibles open because the message will be rooted in this. Season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage. With great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, Timothy, you keep your head in all situations. You endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering. And the time has come for my departure. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. But not only to me, but also to all who have loved or longed for his appearing. The presence of God in life, in preaching, and ministry. To really understand this, especially from the way Paul is writing now in 2 Timothy 4, his last letter, let's begin our time by exploring the main work of a pastor or minister of the gospel. For some people, a pastor should be a visionary. Someone who can cast a vision and get people to follow him. For some, a pastor should be a counselor. Able to empathize, sympathize with people in their journey of life, in their journey of faith. For others, the pastor shouldn't be a visionary, shouldn't be a counselor, should be a CEO, a chief executive officer, or a manager. Able to manage people, able to get things done. For some others, their mental picture of a pastor is like that of a conductor of an orchestra. getting different people in the church to play their part at different times, some louder, some softer.
在不同的时间的使用，教会是有不同族群的人。
There's so many conflicting views and expectations of pastors, of ministers of the gospel. Which one is true?
所以呢，对牧师这个角色呢，有不同的看法。那哪一个是真实的呢？
So what are your expectations of Isaac?
所以你们认为我应该做什么？
Tell him. What are your expectations of Pastor Stephen? What are your expectations of Pastor Peter Lin?
那何西牧师，对啊，我们主牧师的那个责任应该是什么？
Ah, this one we know. He's the exercise king. There's so many different visions, so many different views, and so many different expectations. Sometimes we as pastors, as ministers of the gospel, we don't know which one we are fitting in. Here is an older pastor, Paul the Apostle, telling his younger pastor Timothy. This is God's expectations of you as a man of God, as a minister of the gospel.
他对他说,
human expectations are fickle and subjective. They change from person to person, from time to time.
人们的看法呢,我们一定会改变,但是神的看法不改变。
But God's expectations of his leaders and of his people never change.
神的对他的人们的期待和他的牧者的期待是不改变。
So it opens with, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who are judged the living and the dead, in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge.
So
you know what Paul is actually telling Timothy? He's telling Timothy that it's the first thing on your outline. You should be a God-fearer, not a man-fearer. You should be a God-pleaser, not a
man-pleaser.
Your life is to be lived and your ministry is to be discharged in the presence of God and of His Son. Your life and your ministry is not simply to be discharged in the presence of men and women. So the first thing about being a minister of the gospel, a faithful pastor to God, is to be a God-fearer, a God-pleaser, not a man-fearer, not a man-pleaser. So my daughter was in primary school, and then she came back one day and said, Daddy, my school is now very clean. The canteen is clean. The classes are clean. The corridors are clean. Even the playing field that day is very clean. I forget what year she was in, with primary 2, primary 3. So I asked her, is there a special reason why the school now is so clean? Then in her young innocence, she said to me, I think the principal said the minister of education is coming. Of course, in primary 2 and 3, who cares about the minister of education? But for principal and teachers, when the minister of education turns up, the school cleans up.
但是对校长和老师们，如果那个教育部长来的话，他们一定会打扫干净。
When the minister of health turns up, hospitals clean up.
我们那些我们的，如果部长去到那个医院的医院会要打扫。
When God turns up, we clean up.
而当神出现的时候，我们也要清理我们自己。
You know how easy it is to live your life and discharge your Christian ministry without the presence of God.
那如果我们要过这我们的生活和服事，不再担心神的话，是何等容易的一件事情。That's
what Paul, Timothy's opponents were doing in his church.
这就是提摩太在提摩太教会当中一些抵挡他的人所做的事情。That
is why Paul says to Timothy clearly.
所以使徒保罗对提摩太基督的说，
God and Christ is your first audience and your final judge.
你所要认识到的就是耶稣和神。
And once you forget that God and Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, is your first audience listening to everything, knowing everything, and your final judge, you have forgotten. You are lost. It tells us that pastoring and ministry is a serious business. And why is it a serious business? Because this pastoring and this ministry, this work, comes from God. It is serious because it's not just comes from God, it's watched over by God. And last but not least, this pastoring and this ministry and this Christian life not just comes from God, it's watched over by God. Because one day, Timothy, you and me, Paul, we will be called to be accountable to God and Jesus Christ. The emphasis here is on judgment. What does this mean?
There's a reason.
Just as Christ came to invite us into his kingdom in his first coming, he will surely come to save his people and judge the world in his second coming. So when Paul refers to his appearing, he's referring to this. Christians are the only people who live between two appearings. The first appearing of Jesus to invite us into his kingdom. The second appearing of Jesus to consummate this and to make sure that we are truly in the new heavens and the new earth forever. Let me make a side point here. Christians, churches, believers, we are the only ones blessed and favored to live between two appearings. If you are an unbeliever, if you are an atheist, believing there is no God, if you are a humanist, believing only in yourself and the two things are related, do you realize that you live between two nothings? Because if you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the beginning. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe in an ending. So what do you live between? Your life is lived between two nothings. If your life has no beginning and no ending, then in between is also nothing. That's why we are blessed, we are favored, we are the only class of people living between the two appearings of Christ. Amen. If your starting was meaningless and your ending is meaningless, guess what's your in between? Meaningless. If your starting is you're created by God to glorify Him, and your ending is that you have been redeemed to glorify Him. Therefore, you were bought at a price in between. Glorify Him with your bodies. Glorify Him with your lives. Experience the presence of God in all your relationships, in all your moments. Why is this important for Timothy, the younger pastor, to know? Why is this important for all pastors, all ministers, all church members to know? In the original context, Timothy was facing false teachers in his church. And having false teachers is not a problem. As long as the false teachers have no followers. But the painful thing about false teachers is that they always have followers.
但是我们同性的是教导教义的人，所以面对QBC，imagine QBC，想象在我们自己的教会当中，
and in comes some false teachers.
有一些假的传道人进来。
If nobody follows them, Peter and Isaac and Stephen wouldn't be bothered.
如果没有人跟随他们，我们的传道人的牧者就，but
they get into your small groups.
可是他们进入我们的小组。
And they start to teach, and they don't deny Christ.
然后他们虽然不否认耶稣,
and then they start to teach, and they start harping on something. Oh, you are Christians, but do you keep the Jewish laws? Do you keep the Jewish laws?
可是他们开始讲你是基督教义说你是基督徒，但是你有没有守那些犹太人的教导呢？
And you are Christians, but do you fast? Do you fast?
哦，你是基督徒，但是你有没有禁食呢？
I look around, not many of you are fasting.
我看我们周围没有几个人有。
You should be.
我们应该,
especially after this week,
特别这个星期以后,
I saw you last night eating supper.
你们今天一些人在外面吃,
if I saw you eating supper, you also saw me eating supper.
看到夜宵,
we both must confess.
我们需要认罪。
Anyway, I got lost.
不知道在哪。
False teachers are not a problem as long as they don't have followers.
所以这个教师呢, 如果他们没有人跟随他们是没有问题。
But false teachers are always a problem from the first century church to the 21st century church because there will always be people willing to listen to them.
可是从第一世纪到第二十一世纪的教会当中，假教师总是有问题，因为总是有人跟随他们。
And so in the original context, false teachers and the English, but they are gullible congregations, they're gullible, easily tricked followers.
这里讲到那些假教师的话，那些听众呢，他们是非常无知的，很容易受骗。
We're getting away with spiritual murder, spiritual abandonment.
所以呢，他们其实是犯了这个属灵的谋杀。
You're abandoning the true gospel.
他们首先离开了真理。
And once you abandon the gospel, you abandon Jesus.
当你抛弃真理，就抛弃耶稣。
And once Jesus becomes less and less important, and fasting becomes more important, circumcision becomes more important, something more becomes more important than Christ and the cross, soon God will be missing in your life.
渐渐的，如果耶稣越变成越来越不重要，而禁食变成更重要，或隔离变成更重要，逐渐的神呢就变成不重要。
So you could be belittling and sidelining the gospel, Christ, and God, but there are no repercussions.
我们虽然已经抛弃了我们的福音、我们的基督、我们的神，可是呢，却没有经历怎么样的后果。
And Paul says to Timothy,
所以保罗对提摩太说，
Don't worry, here on earth,
不要担心，在这世上，
they will seem to be getting away false teachers and their false followers.
那些教师和他们的跟随者似乎没有碰到什么的一些后果。
But there will be the second appearing.
可是呢，耶稣基督必再来，
and they won't be getting away forever.
而到了那时候，他们就要面对后果和审判。
That's why only a healthy fear of God, a healthy fear of Christ and His kingdom and His appearing is the basis of our life and our ministry, especially as pastors.
所以呢，当我们信徒，特别是牧者，我们的生命，我们的服事。 我们所需要的就是对神有一个和基督和他国度有一个敬畏的心。
Only when you realize and you live with God as your first audience and your final judge will you be faithful now and forever.
如果我们要现在忠心直到永远忠心的跟随主的话，我们真的是要把神的第一次再来和他最后一次再来的放在我们心里。
Have you been following so far?
你明白吗？
So implication, application,
那有什么意思呢？
What areas of your life are now left outside of the presence of God?
你身边有什么部分呢，是不在神面前活着的呢？
What areas of your life do not have the presence of God as your first audience and your final judge?
你身边有任何部分是没有经历到神的同在，看到他就是我们要他喜悦的，或者要面对他的审判。
On one of my overseas preaching conferences, we had dinner with one of our good pastor friends.
也是我出国讲到跟我一个好的朋友一起吃饭。
And halfway through, he had to take a phone call.
在半道他就打电话。
And by the time he came back to the dinner table, he looked different.
所以他讲完电话以后，回来的样子也改变了。
He looked disturbed.
他看起来比较惊慌。
So we asked him why.
我就问他为什么。
He said that You know, one of the men who mentored him, the older pastors, famous pastors in the city.
他说，读到他的一个比较成啊成长年长的一个牧者呢，特别是他住在市区
，had just been arrested as part of a pedophile ring.
他刚刚被捕，因为呢他在那地方卖那些儿童的色情刊物。
And police broke into his house and found stacks and stacks of DVDs of pedophile videos.
而警方进入他的家中的时候，看到有许多的那些儿童色情刊物。
How on earth could this happen to a man, a pastor to pastor, who was now in his 60s and known in his city as a godly man, as a mentor, as a disciple of disciples?
这怎么可能呢？这个人是入道基哈的牧者的一个牧者，他特别在城市当中非常出名，而且是非常熟名的人。
The story will unfold in the days ahead.
而渐渐的呢，他就听到更多的消息。
One night while he was working late on his computer on a sermon on a message.
有一天呢，他在晚上在电脑上在做预备讲章的时候
，In a moment of idleness, a moment of temptation, a moment of weakness.
碰到一刹那间呢，有碰到这个试探和软弱。
He wondered himself, what does this look like?
他在想，看到这儿童色情刊物是怎么样的
？Maybe he had all these years had a hidden longing, but never dealt with.
可能这么多年来，他有这样的一个试探的，可是他软弱，可是他从来没有去针对他。
So he clicked on his mouse，
所以就按了按钮。
And saw those images of pedophile sex，
他看到那些儿童色情刊物。
It excited him，
他感到非常兴奋。
It fed him，
又想看的更多。
And he never stopped clicking，
他再也没有停止去看。
All you need is one moment in your life。
就是那一刹那的时间
，in which you do not live with God as your first audience and your final judge。
我们把神从我们生命中排出去。
All you need is one moment of your life when you think I'm king and He is not。
我们只要生命中的那一刹那时间，觉得说我才是我生命的王，而不是神。
Never get used to being a man pleaser。
我们绝对不要成为一个讨人喜悦的人。
Church history shows us that Satan has forming tools against the church.
撒旦攻击教会呢，是按照这四种方式。
And the forming tools against the church are number one.
这四种方式第一
，physical persecution，
就是我们肉体上的逼迫。
Number two，
第二
，doctrinal confusion，
我们教义上的混乱。
If Satan cannot get you to physical persecution as it's happening in from Afghanistan to Syria，
如果撒旦呢不可以这样逼迫，如今我们从叙利亚到阿富汗所看到发生的事情
，He would get you to false teachers bring about doctrinal confusion。
那么呢，他就按这一些教义来混乱我们。
If he cannot get you to those two things, he will get you to a moment of moral weakness。
如果前面两方面没有效的话，第三方面就是我们在道德上一刹那的软弱
，a moment of moral compromise，
就是那一刹那我们而愿意妥协。
If he can't get you, if Satan cannot get you through persecution, confusion, and compromise, he will get you through division.
如果撒旦借着逼迫、借着教育混乱、借着道德的妥协没有办法得到我们的话，那就会在第四方面呢，使我们分裂。
Dividing your pastors against each other,
分裂牧者当中的分裂。
Dividing your pastors against your deacons,
传道人与执事当中的分裂。
Dividing the members against the deacons and the pastors.
会有与那个执事和牧者的分裂。
Which one are you experiencing now in your life?
现在呢，你这是四方面，你经历了哪一方面
？Which one are you vulnerable to?
你在哪一方面的挣扎和软弱
？You want to answer that before we move on.
可能我们需要回答这个问题才能继续。
I ask again.
我再次问
，of myself and of you under God.
对我，对你自己，我们在神的面前。
What areas of your life are not lived in the presence of God and of Christ and disappearing?
我们生命中有哪一部分不是活在神的面前，并且记得基督的再来？
Are your eyes looking on things you shouldn't look at?
你的眼目是否看到一些你不该看的事情？
Is your heart lusting for things that you have no business longing for?
你的心是否要得到一些你不应该得到的事？
Are your feet taking you to places you shouldn't go, but nobody knows?
你的脚是否带领你到一些你不该去的地方，可是没有人知道？
Are you having a relationship that you shouldn't have started in the first place, let alone continue, let alone enjoy?
你是否有一些的感情是你不应该有的，也更不应该享受。
You want me to keep asking you more questions on behalf of God?
你需要我代表神继续的问你问题吗？
What areas of your life are not left in the presence of God, with Him as your first audience and Him as your final judge?
你生命有哪一部分不是活在神的面前，明白他是我们的第一所要好的喜悦的，而且也是最后审判我们。
And if there are any areas, my friends, you will be a victim of Satan and sin.
朋友们，如果我们有一些的地方是这样子，我们就是跌倒了，我们面对撒旦的攻击。
Second implication and application of this.
第二呢的应用，
Only a healthy fear of God and Christ, His judgment and His coming can free us from the fear of men, even as we do church ministry.
当我们服侍的时候，如果我们不要怕人，要讨人的喜悦的话，那我们应该要一个健全的对神的一个敬畏。
So one Sunday I got up to preach.
所以有一个星期天我起来讲道。
And there I look at the audience, behold,
那我看到会众当中
was my lecturer from Bible College,
是我的从神学院的导师
from Australia,
从欧洲来。
He didn't tell me he was coming.
他也没有告诉我他要来。
If he told me he was coming,
如果他告诉我他要来的话，
I would have prepared the Greek better.
我会更好的修读我的原文。
I'll be more careful with my exegesis.
我在释经方面更仔细。
I'll be more careful with my exposition.
我在解经方面呢也更清楚。
If I prepare my sermons more carefully,
如果我更仔细的预备我的讲章，
Only when my seminary Bible College lecturer shows up.
只是当我的神学院的老师出现的时候，我才小心的预备讲章。
It's a deep inside that I'm a man fearer.
那就是一个讲真说我是怕人的不怕神。
And so, which is more important to prepare?
所以哪个我们要哪个比较重要呢
？When I'm doing one-to-one evangelism with somebody,
是当我做一对一的这个传福音
，or when I'm doing one-to-one discipleship and mentoring somebody.
我在一对一的督导一个人
，or when I'm preaching to a crowd of 200-300 people, 1,000 people,
或者我当我面对两三百人或一千人讲道的时候，哪一个比较重要
？If I pray and prepare less when I'm doing one-to-one evangelism and one-to-one discipleship, but I spend a lot more time because I'm speaking to 500 people at QBC, it shows I'm a God, I'm a man pleaser.
如果我比较专注的就是我一对一传福音的时候呢，我花更多的时间。好，如果比较专注就是。我在众人面前讲道，而当我一对一的传福音，我不去仔细预备的话，那可见我是一个怕人的人。
You get the message?
你明白吗
？Many of us suffer from this.
我们许多人都是如此。
And if you want to live in the presence of God and experience God in your life,
那我们要经历到神的同在的话
，You've got to be set free from what?
我们需要被释放。
You've got to be set free from the.From the applause of men,
我们不要需要从人的鼓掌当中被释放。
You got to be set free from the suspicions of men. You got to be set free from the accusations of men. You got to be set free from the condemnation of men.
我们呢需要从人的这个这个人怎么看我们的这样的一个方式当中被释放出来。
So how many pastors have you had in QBC over the last? I don't know how old is QBC.
我们这教会有多少个牧者呢
？I'm asking you. No. I don't know how it's QBC. Fifty-four years old. Okay, quite old, I can see. Yeah. Sorry.
我看到比较年长。
ARPC is about 30 years old.
我的教会大概30年
，maybe half your length. Yeah. I do not know about Baptist circles. I do not know. Presbyterian circles around the world, the average pastor stays 5 to 6 years, 5 to 6 years, 5 to 6 years.
在各地的长老会当中呢，牧者可能5到6年就走了。
And best 6 to 8 years, 6 to 8 years,
最好是6到8年。
Depends on the term. One term 3 years, you stay 2 terms, 6 years. Your term 4 years, you stay max 8 years.
所以他们可能都有1期或2期就走。
Why do pastors keep moving?
为什么传道人一直会离开呢？
You give me the answer.
你们回答。
I just read a good article. Why do churches savage their pastors?
我刚读过一个文章，说到为
什么教会来的残暴的对待他们的牧者。
When Google the title, you'll find it afterwards. I keep warning you, I've given many things to Google.
待会儿你们可以去上网去看一下。
We just finished the book of Daniel in our church, preaching to Daniel.
在我教会呢，我们刚刚讲完这个一系列，就是在丹尼里书。
He served God 60 years in exile.
他在被被掳的时间有60年。
60 years.
在历史之久。
And he remained faithful.
可是他继续的忠心跟随神。
Daniel is one of the few Bible characters in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中呢，丹尼里
，there is nothing bad said about him。
这其中一个旧约人物呢，是没有什么不好的事情在
You pick Abraham and the negatives about Abraham。
你看到亚伯拉罕呢，就他是受到很多批评。
Father of the faith，
他是我们信仰之父。
Moses, deliverer of his people，
摩西呢是拯救他人民的。
He murdered an Egyptian，
可是他谋杀一个埃及人。
David, the greatest of all kings,
大卫呢，就是他们当中最好的一个王。
Committed adultery with Bathsheba,
也犯了奸淫。
But Daniel,
那丹尼里呢
？You can look through 12 chapters, you won't find anything bad about
it. 看丹尼里书第十二章的话呢，没有看到任何不好的事情。
You should pray for more pastors to have the name of Daniel. I mean, to have the character of Daniel.
我们呢，应该祷告我们的牧者有更多人呢，名叫丹尼。
He just puts his heart down, puts his head down, and does his work.
就像丹尼里的性格，他真的是非常用功的服侍。
That's what Paul is telling Timothy.
这就是使徒保罗对提摩太所说的。
Timothy's church,
提摩太的教会
more suspicions about him,
有对他很多的疑问
more accusations about him,
很多人批评他
more grumblings about him,
他们大约告他。
How would you like it if every day?As a small group leader, you walk in, and you know there are two people there always.
如果是小组组长，每次你们见面的时候
，and their hearts judging you，
当中两个人呢，每次在那边批评你
，and their hearts knowing that their knowledge of the Bible is greater than your knowledge，
他们总是觉得自己比你熟读圣经。
I would think from a principal of Singapore Bible College，
新加坡神学院前任的校长
，speaks about time he started up。Went to a new church in LA.
曾经分享了，他也是在洛杉矶的教会。
And the head of Sunday school, the Sunday school superintendent, was a man who disagreed with him theologically and methodologically.
主日学的校长呢，跟他有不同的纷争，特别在神学上。
We believe God is sovereign, amen.
我们相信神有主权。
Do we still believe that? Okay, good. Just testing. I'm always testing. If God is sovereign, why do you need to do evangelism?
如果神有主权，我们为什么去传福音呢
？Whoever he has chosen will come into the kingdom. You don't have to do anything.
神所选的一定会进入他的国度，我们不需要做什么。
But we who believe the Bible,
可是我们这些相信圣经的人
，that God is sovereign in ordaining and choosing and electing.
神在的主权是在他的拣选中。
But we must be responsible in going and telling and showing.
可是我们责任呢，就是要去传，要把它活出来。
Albert believed that.
但是那个 Albert 并不相信
，His Sunday school superintendent didn't believe that。
但是他主日学的校长却不想认同这点
，They clashed，
所以他们有冲突。
So whenever Albert got up to preach，
所以每次呢，这个 Albert 起来讲道的时候
，The Sunday school superintendent would sit there，
那个主日学老师坐在那边
，and hold the Bible，
高高的举，高举他拿起圣经来
，throughout the whole service，
整个讲道的时候都拿起圣经
，saying to him。
就是什么意思呢
？Showing to the whole service，
就是给其他的会友看到。
I'm not listening to you，
我不再听你讲道。
I am not respecting you，
我不尊敬。
So anybody want to try that？
Hold your Bible。
Sam。Then things got worse between them，
然后呢，他们之间呢的关系就破坏了。
And I'm not wrong. One Sunday he came and he held the newspaper。
有一天他来。听到的时候，他就打开他的报纸。
How long do you think you will last as pastor？
那如果你在那边做牧者，你会多久呢
？Honestly，
你能够持守多久
？All that grumbling, all that gossiping, all that backbiting, all that accusation, all that condemnation，
so
wears Christian leaders down。
所以那些批评，在那边的审判，那
那些的态度，都使到很多的基督徒的领袖呢，被感到灰心。
It began with Moses and the Israelites.
开始的时候，我们看到就是摩西与以色列人。
They grumbled against him. Remember?
他们在那边一直在发怨言。
And they went into 40 years of the wilderness.
所以他们就在旷野走了40年。
Any of you grumbling against your QBC pastors behind their backs?
当中有没有一些弟兄姐妹呢？就是在那边发怨言呢？
You don't have to tell me.
你不要告诉我。
You tell them.
你告诉我们。
You don't even have to tell them.
甚至也不要告诉你传道人。
You tell God.
你告诉神。
If God is your first audience, if God is your final judge, you will really have something against your deacons, your leaders. You come and tell them.
如果你真的是敬畏神，而且也明白神是你的审判官。
Or else, firstly, you become a victim of Satan. Secondly, you draw the whole church down.
那你有任何不满的话，你对知识、对领袖不满的话，就告诉神，否则你就被撒旦使用了，来拖累这教会。
By the grace of God, I've been in my church for 27 years.
因为是撒旦叫我在我的教会服侍了26年。
Look at me.
看着我。
Who will grumble against me?
谁会向我发怨言呢？
Who will accuse me?
谁会诬赖我？
I'm the nicest man on planet.
我是世上
最好的。So you're lovely, disarming smile.
我的这个笑容这么美。
You really think so?
你真的以为是这样吗？
No Christian leader ever discharges the ministry without condemnation, accusation, gossiping, and backbiting.
从来没有一个教会的领袖呢，在服事当中不面对这些的批评、审判、诬赖等等。
Whether the black sheep of QBC or the white sheep of ARPC,
不管你是哪一间教会的白羊或黑羊
，according to Pastor Lawrence,
就是按照叶牧师所讲故事。
Sheep bite,
羊呢是被咬。
And for us to survive in the ministry,
如果我们要持续下去的话
，we got to be less and less concerned about what people think and say about us.
我们逐渐的呢，要不要看众人对我们的这个看法
？And more and more concerned about what God thinks and says about me.
所以要看重的是神对我们的看法。
That's what it means to be a God-fearer and a God-pleaser.
这就是说我们要敬畏神、讨神喜悦的人应该做到的。
That's the only reason some of us last and last longer.
就是因为这个原因，有些传道人会持续下去，有些比较持续的比较久。
Amen. And on that very cheery note, I give you a break. So that you will like me and not gossip about me and grumble about me and my interpreter.
为了不要让我被批评，我现在给你们一个休息时间。
Okay, a 3 minute break. Yep, stand, stretch, massage.
所以我总时间休息。
Thank you so much for doing that. We carry on. 2 Timothy 4:2.So Paul goes on and says this.
这二节他怎么说
Preach the word, be prepared in season, out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage, with great patience and careful instruction.
不要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉。
So notice what Paul has done.
你看到保罗做了什么吗？
He has moved from who Timothy should be, a God-fearer, a God-pleaser.
从讲到提摩太应该是怎么样的人，就是一个敬畏神的人。
To know what Timothy must do,
到现在提摩太应该做什么
？It's always being before becoming or doing.
所以呢，总是先，所以注重的就是我们在神面前怎么样的人。
And so what he must do is proclaim the word or preach the word.
那他要做的呢，就是要传道。
Let's explain the word.
什么是道呢
？The word is actually the word of truth.
道就是真理的道。
The word of truth in Paul's writing is actually the gospel.
保罗写了讲到道的话是讲到福音。
So to proclaim the word,
因此要传道的话
is to proclaim the word of truth,
就是要传真理的道
is to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ,
就是要传福音，就是耶稣基督的福音。
So what is this word of truth or gospel?
这福音是什么呢？
The centrality of it is Jesus Christ.
整个福音的中心就是耶稣。
And so we've been hearing 3-4 versions of this up to this point.
所以呢，我们这次来听到
The gospel has 3 sides to it.
福音呢，这三方面。
Firstly, there's the original news.
就是原来的好消息.
The original news is that God made us in His image as men and women to rule the world on His behalf.
原来的信息就是神创造按他形象创造男成女为了就是治理这世界.
The original news is Genesis 1 and 2.
在创世纪第一、第二章.
And then it moves quickly to Genesis 3, the bad news.
第三章二十讲的坏消息.
We fail to trust in God and His word and His purposes for us.
因为我们不信靠神，也依靠他.
We took things into our hands.
我们自己任意而为.
And we said to God, go away.
我们对神说，你离开我.
And so we plunge into a broken relationship with God and brokenness in our lives.
因此我们跟神的关系破裂.
We call that the bad news.
这就是坏消息.
But God promised, beginning with the call of Abraham,
神从呼召亚伯拉开始,
that He would do something about our rebellion against Him.
就会允许我们祂要来帮助,
something about sin.
来对付我们的罪.
That death will not be the last word in our relationship with God.
让把死亡排出去.
From Abraham, He calls Israel. From Israel, He brings about Jesus, the true Israelite. And to the perfect life of the true Israelite,
接着那真正以色列的完全的生命,
He brings us a righteousness from God, not a righteousness from self.
他所给我们的是从神而来的义, 而不是从人而来的义.
I actually have just summarized Romans chapter 1 to chapter 3 for you.
当然我所说的就是罗马书一章到三章的结论.
For in Romans 1 to 3, Paul plays out the whole human race.
因为从罗马书一章到三章, 保罗所说的是我们人类的历史.
From the official news to the bad news to the good news of Jesus.
从原来的消息到坏消息, 到在基督里的好消息.
To preach the word is to preach the word of truth, is to preach the gospel. At the heart of the gospel is God's saving love and purpose in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
要传道就是传真理的道就是传福音，而福音的中心点就是神爱我们，差遣了耶稣基督来拯救我们.
So each and all of us as pastors and ministers of the gospel, we must never be ashamed of opening the Bible and preaching Christ from the Bible.
而我们作为基督徒传道人、牧者，我们总是不应该以福音为耻。每次打开圣经，就要讲到耶稣.
Story is told of one of the great evangelists of America.
曾经在美国有一个著名的传道人.
I think it was D.L. Moody.
就是那个穆迪先生.
He was like before, the Billy Graham of before.
他就是以往的这个培里.
Went from city to city.
到不同的城市去.
A really blessed and anointed ministry by God.
他是很高大的服事.
Open the Bible, and each time he opened, he would preach the gospel.
每次打开圣经，他就传福音.
He would draw people to the Lord Jesus.
他会吸引人到耶稣的面前.
So he finished a rally.
因为你要讲完道.
I forget which city.
在不知道哪一个城市.
And at night, there was a huge fire in that city.
当晚呢，在城市里有个大火.
And many people died in that fire.
很多人就死.
He was so affected by this.
受到很多的这个紧张.
And why was he so affected by this?
他非常受影响.
He did open the Bible.
他打开了圣经.
He did preach the gospel.
他传了福音.
But he never called people to decisions that night.
他说他没有做出呼召.
From that moment onwards,
从那一刻开始,
he promised God and he promised himself under God.
他在神面前发誓.
He must always open the Bible, preach the word, preach the gospel, and invite people to know Jesus.
那么一封打开圣经就要传福音，然后呢，呼召人到耶稣的面前.
Because how do you know you will live through tonight?
因为你怎么知道你今晚呢？
This could be your only and last chance to hear about the Lord Jesus and give your life.
可能这就是你唯一要可以传福音，或者把生命交给耶稣的机会.
And so I say that to you. I say that to myself.
所以对你对我自己劝说.
Every time you open the Bible, make sure it finds its way to the person of the Lord Jesus. Because if you open the Bible and just leave them with some moral lessons,
you're
not
going
to hear about your Savior.
我们所讲的没有讲到耶稣,
and today, if they had an accident and suddenly they had a heart attack,
而今天如果遇到车祸突然有一个心脏病,
telling them to be good, telling them to give money, telling them to read the Bible, telling them to pray, telling them to bring the gospel to the nations is not going to save them.
叫他们做好人去传福音去奉献,
telling them that Jesus is your personal Savior and Lord who loves you, who came for you, who rose from the dead and is waiting for you, that is what will save them. Amen.
拯救者是爱你的，是愿意为你而死的，这就可以拯救他。
So whether I meet you at McDonald's and I'm trying to evangelize you, share the gospel with you,
所以不论我在是不是在麦当劳碰到你，想跟你传福音。
I will never fail to mention the great name and the good name and the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我就会提到那重要的名，那完美的名，就是耶稣基督。
And hopefully, I will always remember to ask you.
我希望我永远会记得。
Please love him in return.
邀请你去爱他。
And you do that by offering your body as a living sacrifice, as we prayed this morning and sang this morning.
把你生命啊当做活祭献给他。
That's what Paul means by preach the word.
这就是使徒保罗讲了务要传道的意思。
So tell me, to be see what is the word?
所以道是什么呢
？It's the word of truth.
这里的
It's the gospel,
是福音。
And the gospel centers itself in the fulfillment of the death and resurrection and coming again of Jesus.
而福音的中心点就是耶稣基督的死、复活和再来。
Be unashamed to mention that name.
我不要耶稣为耻。
This is my prayer every day, and this is my activity every day.
这是我每一天的祷告，我每一天的活动。
Every message I send, every phone call I make, I want to make sure that I mention the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father.
我所讲的一些电话，我发的一些短信
，as often as I can remember. So I write an email to my leaders, dear leaders, greetings in the name of Jesus. Of course, my leaders when they receive that.
所以我发 email 给我的领袖的时候，那我就告诉他们，
哎呀，说拜耶稣啦，
在基督耶稣里欢迎你们，可是他们却不理我。
If Isaac and me have no Jesus in between them, we are strangers.
如果我们俩中间没有耶稣，我们都是陌生人。
Amen. So never get used to sidelining Jesus in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds.
所以我们在我们的生命中，我们的生活中，绝对不要把耶稣排出去。
What does it mean by in season and out of season?
这是无论得时不得时是什么意思呢
？Two possible meanings.
有两个可能性。
Timothy preached the word.Whether it is convenient for you or inconvenient for you.
那对提摩太说，不管你有没有这时间或不方便，你都要。
Whether it's in season for you or out of season for you.
或得时不得时。
That could be a possible meaning.
可能是这个意思。
And all of us who are Bible teachers, all of us who are preachers, pastors, would know that some days it's inconvenient for us to preach the gospel.
我们成为传道人之后，有一些时候是不方便传福音。
Some days you wake up, the last thing you want to do is preach the word and tell people about Jesus.
So
very early on in our ministry, Mona and myself, in our founding church, Prinsep Street Presbyterian Church, and
as
a young pastor fresh out of Bible college, I was serving in the mother church and then trying to help the other pastor run the daughter church, which was Adam Road and Woodlands. It was two ministries, so I was running between three things on a weekend.
所以当时我是年轻的传道人，我在母会服事，也在这新的亚当路教会和乌兰的教会服事。
So fresh graduate,
so 刚
totally inexperienced,
那么没有经验
，trying to preach, trying to pastor in three different locations,
在三个不同地方要母会。
Then I found a very strange thing.
然后开始觉得奇怪
，we get into very petty quarrels,
为这小的事情吵架。
It's normal for you, but it's not normal for me.You could say it was totally inconvenient. It was out of season for me.
对我来说，要传福音真的是不方便。
How many pastors feel that way? All of us.
我们有几个传道人都是这样的。其实每一个人。
That could be one possible meaning of in season, out of season.
这也许就是无论得时不得时的意思。
The second possible interpretation of in season, out of season.
第二个意思呢
？It's not whether it's convenient for you, the preacher, pastor, minister of the gospel.
不是着重于我们这个传道人是否方不方便
，Whether it's convenient for your audience to hear the word of truth，
而是注重在我们的听众，他们的生命是否预备好要听福音
，Whether it's convenient for your audience to hear the good news of Jesus，
不论他们的心预备好要听福音没有
，But you know the good news of Jesus always has the bad news first，
因为要传耶稣的好消息。 先讲坏消息。
In the context, is that in the historical context and the language context, I think it's the second mean.
所以呢，当我们如果看那个历史背景和文化的背景，我
看到这个 false teachers，
你记得当时有传假教义的
false teachers that come into the Ephesian church，
在以弗所教会了一些假教假传道人
，false teachers that were making them accuse and suspect Timothy。
那么后来提摩太避免。
False teachers that was causing rumblings and grumblings and divisions on the horizon.
导致他们要分裂。
And Mount Paul has all the pastors to tell Timothy.
所以使徒保罗要对你讲了，提摩太说
When it is convenient for your church to hear this, you tell it to them.
不论你的听众有没有这心情听福音，你要告诉他们。
So in short, you want to be an evergreen preacher.
所以呢，你要成为一个不断更新的传道人。
Doesn't matter the response.
不管他们的反应是什么。
Doesn't matter whether they want to hear it or not want to hear it.
他们要不要听。
How many of you love to hear the gospel?
当中有几个人喜欢听福音。
How many of you like to be corrected?
有谁喜欢被纠正的。
Whenever your parents tell you to do something.
每次你父母叫你做一些事情。
Parents tell you to do your homework.
父母叫你做功课。
Oh, I love it. When my mother tells me to do my homework.
哇，我好喜欢啊，然后。妈妈告诉我做功课的时候
，My mother told me to clean up my room. Oh, I love it.
我妈妈叫我清理房间。Oh, 真的。
My mother told me to choose my friends carefully. My father told me to choose my friends carefully. Oh, I love my daddy.
我爸爸叫我好好的选择朋友，我真的喜欢他。
You're totally weird.
如果你是这样，你真奇怪。
Nobody likes to be instructed.
没有人喜欢受教
育。Nobody likes to take authority.
没有人喜欢。
Sharing the gospel. Sharing the gospel means.You listen to the authority of God over your mind, over your lips, over your life, over your heart, over your room, over your friends, over your work, over your phone.
当你听福音的时候，意思是你接受福音的权威，而权威管理你的生命、你的眼目、你的家里的这些日常生活所做的、你的电话等等。
Never presume that you are a good listener.
千万不要以为你是一个好的听众。
Never presume that you are a willing listener.
你不是一个愿意听的人。
To God, His Word, His Son,
特别是听上帝他的话语和他的儿子。
Everything within your sinful nature hates listening to God.
因为我们罪恶的本性是抵挡神。
God tells you to drop this friendship. Who are you, God?
所以要你切断这个关系。你说神你是谁
？So when Christian singles want to date non-believers,
所以讲到一些单身的基督徒想跟非信徒谈恋爱。
Preach the word in season and out of season.
不要传道，无论得时不得时。
How many of you like it?
我们几个人喜欢这样子。
When you are now started to be infatuated with a non-Christian boy or girl,
现在你开始喜欢一个非信徒。
Somebody hears about this in a Christian fellowship.
你在团契当中有一些人听到这个消息。
Somebody saw you partying at Mount Faber.
有些人看到你在花花山跟别的人在一起。
And then they come up to you after service at QBC and said, "Brother, sister."I don't like to say this, but I saw you. Who is that boy?
可能是从白话就来对你说
I know I sound like a busybody, but is he a Christian?
我知道我听起来很八卦，可是那天我看到你跟别人在约会，他是基督徒。
How many of you would think that's a divine appointment?
我们当中有谁听到这些话会觉得这是神给我们的机会
This lady came into my office and said,
There's
such good news to share with you.
她来跟我分享一个好消息
I was on a business trip and I met this guy.
我在做工的时候碰到这男生。
On the moment we, you know, on a plane, we sat beside each other.
我们在飞机上坐在旁边的时候
，we just connected.
我们就真的心连心。
So we are thinking of a serious relationship headed towards marriage.
所以呢，我们谈恋爱，想要结婚。
I've known her for years.
我认识了姐妹很多年。
And I said, I'm so happy for you, more than I'm so happy for you. And
我也都感到快乐。
And I forgot to ask the question, and she said.There's only one thing he's not a Christian, Pastor Chris.
我们谈了很久，我忘记问他一个问题。到了最后，他说：“可是有一件事情，他不是基督徒。”
See, I had dropped my guard as a pastor.
因为我是一个牧者。
I presume she was mature.
我不小心，我以为他是一个成熟的基督徒。
So when she said she found somebody she really fell in love with, I presume it would be nothing less and no one less than a believer.
从我对他的认识，当他告诉我他爱上一个人，我就觉得认为说一定是一个好的基督徒。
She was already in her thirties，
他已经三十多岁。
She's a well-respected Christian，
他是一个很受尊敬的基督徒。
So it never crossed my mind to ask her, "Is he a believer?"
所以我从来没想过要问他是不是基督徒。
So the moment I heard he's not a believer，
当我听到他不是基督徒的时候
My smile disappeared.
我突然没有笑容。
No longer good looking.
现在不帅了。
So I said, I want to be happy for you.
我说我要为你高兴。
But I can only be cautiously happy for you.
可是呢，我是非常谨慎的为你。
Because you know I cannot endorse and support, and I cannot be jumping for joy that you are in all likelihood going to marry an unbeliever.
你知道我不能认同你这个关系。
She came into the office, my office.
来到我的办公室。
I was her favorite pastor.
我是她最喜欢的牧者。
She left the office.
她离开的时候
I was no longer her favorite pastor.
我不再是她最喜欢的牧师。
You think it's easy to preach the word in season out of season?
你觉得无论得时不得时要传福音这么容易吗？
Your Christian friendships are stretched to the limit.
因为你知道你的关系破裂。
What right do you have to tell me? I've been waiting for the right man to come for years.
我等了这么多年就是等了适合的人。
All the other Christian men in QBC and LBC were blind. They didn't choose me.
在教会其他的男人都瞎了眼。
She didn't say all those things.
她没说这一些。
But you've been single and you're now in your late 30s. Your bio clock is running off. You're now in your 40s. Any man who looks decent is okay.
你现在三十多岁、四十岁，可能看到一些好看的男子，应该是可以的。
But as a pastor who loves you, as a brother who loves you, I say no.
可是因为我这个传道人身为一个基督的兄长，是爱你的。
Because there is one man who loves you more than any man. The man is your bridegroom, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
因为有个男子爱你比任何的男子爱的更多，就是你的新郎耶稣基督。
You think when I say that, the lady is going to say, "Yes, Jesus is my bridegroom."
你以为我这么说呢？你直接说是的，耶稣是我的新郎。
You don't know what it's like to be single.
你根本不了解我单身的。
You know how lonely it is.
你知道我感到很孤单吗
？But she didn't say that.
她没这么说。
But do you know how lonely it is to be single?
可是你知道单身有多孤单吗
？You eat all your meals by yourself.
就是一个人吃饭。
Christmas Eve is a nightmare.
就是圣诞节前夕真的是。
Everyone's out celebrating.
每个人在外面庆祝。
You are there with the four walls.
你就面对四墙。
We know. We understand.
我们知道这是。
I cannot fully stand in the shoes of a single.
我不能在完全明白一个单身的痛。
When Mona is away from me, I'm away from her for a few days a week.
当我离开我妻子的时候
，I can feel myself shrinking.
我觉得我这个人就不像人。
I'm so lonely.
我感到非常的单。
I miss her.
我想念她。
She doesn't miss me.
她不想念我。
When I call her from overseas, right?
我在外国打电话给她的时候。
Why are you calling again?
为什么你在打给我
？The conference so free 啊？
你怎么有空啊
？Now QBC cannot work the whole day.
所以现在每天都看到我。
With translation 2 hours.
还包括翻译还要2个小时。
Preach the word in season, out of season.
不要传福音，无论得时不得时。
When Christian couples want to get divorced,
当基督徒要离婚的时候
，as their first option or the only option,
就是没有其他选择。
Proclaim the gospel.
你要向他传福音。
Preach the word.
你要传道。
I know you're wrong each other.
我知道你们两个关系不好。
You've disappointed each other.
你们对彼此非常失望。
And right now you feel like killing each other.
现在你想杀彼此。
I walked into one counseling situation at somebody's home.
比如说带一个人下去辅导。
Halfway through, the wife got so upset she walked to the kitchen.
有讲到一半，妻子很生气，走到厨房里。
She came back with a chopper.
她跑到回来。
At that moment, this thought came from my mind.
刹那间我想到。
They taught me the Bible, they didn't teach me martial arts in Bible college.
神学院呢教导我圣经，可是没有教导我
武道。
现在我怎么办呢
？I know prayer is powerful.
我知道祷告很有效。
I don't feel very powerful at this moment.
可是这时候我感到很有威力。
I continue to share Jesus is Lord.
我就想要讲耶稣的名。
I know you are hurting.
我知道你伤。
But Jesus is Lord of your hurts.
可是耶稣是你的主。
Can you please put that down?
请把刀放下。
I didn't say this for my sake.
我不是为了自己这么说。
Can you please put this down?
请把刀放下。
Come back to this table.
坐下。
I know that God, the peacemaker, Jesus, the peacemaker, can solve the war in your heart.
我知道耶稣，我们掌握我们心的主呢，可以让我们安息。
audience, you preach the word.
无论对你的听众他们是否愿意不愿意听，我们要传道。
And Christian leaders want to embark on new methodologies.
当传道人要开始一个新的事工、新的方式。
And abandon the old message of the cross.
放弃了这个古旧十字架的信息。
Preach the gospel.
你要传道。
When churches want to split over what Chinese churches,
当教会要分裂的时候
，split over three P's.
我们中国教会分裂的原因有三个
，or two main P's.
两个
，property of pastors.
我们的产业或牧者
，that might most likely split QBC.
这可能就是
for ARBC.
我们的教会的原因。
Whenever they want to split, preach the gospel.
每当他们要分裂的时候，我们要传道。
Property is not worth splitting over. Amen.
我们不应该为产业分裂。
And who is your pastor is not worth splitting over.
无论谁是你的牧者也不会
是。Who is your Lord?
这谁是我们的主。
Pastors come and go.
牧者都可以离开。
But God remains the same. Amen.
神永远是一样。
And don't say Pastor A is better than Pastor B and Pastor B is better than Pastor C. There is no better pastor than the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus.
我们千万不要以牧者当中来比较，因为最好的牧者就是。
All the fights about who is the better study leader, who is the better pastor, who is the better deacon.Nonsense fights.
我们最好的牧者就是主耶稣基督。我们
When the church and leaders want to split over those things, preach the gospel.
当教会为这些事情分裂的时候，我们要传道。
When Christians and churches want to split over sexuality, as we heard last night,
所以我们听到了有一些的基督徒教会为着我们的性倾向分裂。
Preach the gospel.
我们要传道。
You know how hard it is to be an evergreen preacher.
你要成为不断更新的宣讲者。
I used the wrong English word.
我用了错误的。
You know how impossible it is to be an evergreen preacher.
要成为一个不断更新的传道人，你知道是不可能。
Because if we didn't have the strengthening of the Lord,
如果不是主来刚强我们
，the easiest thing is to be a fashionable preacher.
最容易的就是讲人家所要听的
，a popular preacher,
被受欢迎的一个传道人。
So I'm both loved and hated.
所以呢，我那是被人家尊敬，也被人家恨。
Love and hate, I stand up for some things of Christ and the gospel.
你为着基督的缘故站立。
For the message I preached to you last night about sexuality,
昨天我向你讲的那个有关性的，
遭遇 hated by many people in the West.
在西方国家会一定会被排斥。
And increasing numbers in Singapore and all around Asia.
而在新加坡和各亚洲的国家也是如此。
I'll be hated if I preach this in Taiwan.
如果在台湾讲了这信息，人家就讨厌。
So what must you pray? What must you do for us as members,
所以作为会众，各位众牧者做什么
？Pray for us,
祷告。
Pray for us to fear God and to love God above everyone else.
为我们可以敬畏神，不怕人来祷告。
You think this is easy?
你觉得这容易吗
？All you see is one moment, an hour of wow, I'm so famous.
你所看到的是我们几天的一个小时。
Everybody likes them.
在台上每个人都喜欢他。
Somebody interviewed to join my pastoral team.
有一个人呢要参加我们的教会。
So I asked him, why you want to join the pastoral team?
所以我就问他为什么你要成为我们的牧者呢？
And he said to me, no, I see the way the congregation loves you. I want some of that.
我看到会众这么爱你，我也希望他们这样对待我。
Of course, then I smile.
那我就对他笑。
But my heart says, interview over.
是在我心说算了。
This man doesn't know what it means to be a minister of the gospel.
你真的不明白做传道人的意义。
He wants applause.
他要人的鼓掌。
He wants appreciation.
他要人的欣赏。
He doesn't know that following Jesus is condemnation.
他却不知道跟随耶稣会被人家骂。
You see on a Sunday. What you see on a Sunday us preaching.
在星期天看到我们讲道的时候。
It's the tip of the iceberg. Behind the iceberg is a lot of hard work.
就是最好的一面，可是在背后却有很多的辛劳。
Correct, rebuke, encourage, with great patience and careful instruction.
责备、警戒、劝勉。
Reproof is exposing wrong in people.
我们责备的时候就把人的错误彰显出来。
How many of you love exposing wrong in people?
我们当中有谁喜欢就是遮盖别人的错误呢？
Rebuke is the work of warning them.
警戒呢，就是来警告他们。
Exhort is the word of encouraging people to right thinking and right living.
劝勉呢，就是鼓励他们什么正确的想法。
And all this you have to do with long suffering, with patience.
我要做这些是要用百般的忍耐。
And why long suffering?
为什么百般都忍耐呢？
Because it takes a long time to detox your mind and detox your heart from wrong doctrine and wrong living.
因为要改变我们的思想，改变我们的心，从错误到正确的话，需要很多的时间。
And that's why this is hard work.
因此，这个不容易。
And Paul would go on,
保罗继续说，
I'm ready being poured out like a drink offering.
他说我现在被浇奠。
The time has come for my departure.
我离世的时候到了。
This is the last time Paul says, I am.
这是保罗最后一次讲到我。
This is the last time Paul refers to himself.
这是最后一次保罗讲到自己。
Not to boast about himself.
不是为了夸耀自己。
Not for self-pity.
不是为了讨在的这个。
But he's saying to Timothy.
他对提摩太说，
This job of gospel preaching and godly living.
这传福音的生活和敬虔的生活。
You must continue.
你要继续
and you can compete.
你也能够完成
this job can be done.
这是可能完成的时候
Why?
为什么呢
Because he will give Timothy four reasons why he can be a minister of the gospel and finish this.
他给提摩太四个原因，为什么你可以传福音而把它完成。
In chapter 1 verse 14, he will say it because of the Spirit of God.
第一章第十四节讲到因为是圣灵。
Chapter 2 verse 1, he will say because of God's grace.
二章一节讲是以神的恩典。
And now in chapter 4, verse 1, he says, is the word of God.
事实上一节来讲也是的话。
So three reasons you can always be a minister, continue and complete.
所以你要做一个传福音的人，而且可以完成，有三个原因。
The grace of God, God's grace, God's spirit, God's word.
神的恩典，神的圣灵，神的话语。
And now he gives the fourth reason.
在这里他写第四个原因。
God's model.
神的模仿。
Paul the apostle as a model of faithfulness.
保罗呢模仿他的信心
，Come rain, come shine，
不管得时不得时。
So when he says I'm being poured out like a drink offering, this comes from the Old Testament language of the Old Testament.
他说我被浇奠了，他是使用旧约圣经。
A drink offering means the shedding of blood.
被浇奠的意思就是我们流血。
Martyrdom because of our belief in God.
因着我们的信仰而殉道。
Notice the word he uses in the English.
他用什么词汇呢？
I am already,
我已经
already is the possibility now become a reality.
就是可能性呢真的发生了。
可以 look up here.
请看
I'm almost at the tail end.
我要结束了。
What's the possibility of us dying, all 300 of us?
我们这里的人我们死亡的可能性多大呢？
If you are in your conscious,
你有被是有活起来的话
How many of you think in sitting in this room think that you're not going to die? You really need counseling.
如果你清醒的话，觉得你不会死的话
Lay on of hands.
我们需要按手祷告。
I'm a prophet. Everybody in this room will one day die.
我会讲预言。我们说
I'm a true prophet. It will come true.
一定会发生的。
Some will die before me, some will die after me.
有些比较早，一些比较
迟。We all die.
但是我们所有都要死。
Paul uses the word already.
保罗用已经。
The possibility of him dying is now a reality.
他的要死亡的可能性已经
成为现实。He's sitting in a prison in a dungeon all by himself.
他单独的在牢里坐着。
He has sat in prisons many times.
他坐在很多的监牢里。
He has been shipwrecked.
他碰到一些这个船。
He has been beaten.
人家打。
But all those times he never said, I'm already being poured out. Because he was absolutely confident it was not God's time for him to die yet. But now as he sits in prison and writes to Timothy, he's like your father, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother who is in ICU. The possibility has turned into a reality.
可能是已经成为现实。
It's not whether he will die, it's just when.
不是他会不会死，而是几时。
How many more days?
多少天。
How many more moments?
多少时间。
How many more breaths?
多少个呼吸。
Before the last breath.
就是结束。
You ever seen people die?
你看过人死吗？
Let me ask. How many have you seen die?
看过几个人死。
We had 68 funerals in our church last year.
去年我的教会68个葬礼。
How many did you have?
没有几个。
68.
68.
not because we have so many old people.
Was it? Well,
it's not because our pastoral ministry philosophy was this. Is this?
Because anyway, it's all forces that
anybody needs help, we go and help. So, church members, could be your grandparents, grand uncle, family friends, maybe Christian, maybe not Christian, we'll just go and help conduct the funerals, arrange for affairs. We conducted half of those funerals. Which means that every week we are at Mandai Crematorium.
So every week we are at Mandai Crematorium.
Or Choa Chu Kang Cemetery.
But
before we go to Mandai or Choa Chu Kang, we have to watch people die. For Paul, the possibility is now becoming the reality. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. When you understand the Greek language here, and here you have to trust me, read the commentators. Paul's focus is not he's a good fighter. Paul's focus is that he's part of a good fight. And the good fight is that God has sent his son to do battle with the evil one and destroy Satan and destroy the works of Satan. And the works of Satan is leading us to sin and to death. Because the wages of sin is death. And now, Paul and us who believe in the gospel, we are part of God's good fight. So Paul's focus is not boasting that he's a good fighter, but actually saying, I'm so privileged to be part of God's good fight. Everywhere around Asia Minor that I've landed, from Thessalonica to Athens, from Colossae to Ephesus, from Corinth to the ends of the earth, to
Rome,
I have preached the good news. That is part of the good fight. Amen.
Amen.
And so he's finishing his race. And so the next thing is, he is not just to be a sprinter. He is to be a marathon runner. The Christian life is not a sprint. It's a long race. How many of you do running? Should we see how to get fit now? Mr. Stephen, you have a job for you. That's in your portfolio. Fitness pastor of UBC. Running and marathon running is becoming a huge thing in Singapore around the world. You may ever run middle distance, long distance. So I still try to run.
So I haven't run
very long anymore.
So
I love running. One day I told my two children,
Dad
is so stressed out, let's go and run. So we just put on our shoes and we ran from our church, our home, and the road just down Arcadia Road, and ran back not too long.
So we know my Then
in the final stretch, I did about 300 meters, 400 meters.
So it was on 400 meters.
I said to my son, said to my daughter, how about we sprint to the end? Sprint all the way home. Let's race. So I challenged my kids and we ran.
So now what you want?
Who do you think won? Why did when I turn into my church, I beat my son by a leg. I tell you what, I almost died. Of course, all the pride says, no problem.
So,
marathon others.
跑马拉松的人
will know that you need a second wind.
知道说你跑到最后一遍最后一段的时候需要更有冲劲。
Before you get that second wind,
可是你还没到第二个冲劲的时候
you hit a block.
你跑到跑不下了
and everything within you feels like dying.
而在那时候你就很想死
and you say, I can't go on.
我跑不动了
I'm gonna die.
我要死了
Christian life is like that.
哇，基督徒的生命就是如此。
I have finished the race.
我跑完这场赛。
Some moments of our ministry,
有时候呢。
Some moments of our sanctification,
有时候在我们成圣的过程。
Some moments of our discipline under God,
有时候被神管教。
And you say to yourself, I feel like dying, O Lord.
啊，神啊，我很想死。
Don't take my wife, don't take my son, take me.
不要拿走孩子，我的妻子。
I can't cope with it any longer.
我受不了。
Paul had many moments of that. Just read 2 Corinthians.
So, in Paul's life, there are many times that he is
like this. Right now, he sits in prison.
Now, he is in prison.
And so many people have done this. Look here.
There are many people.
I'm not fighting him. I'm backstabbing him.
He is in
chapter 1, he'll name them. Phygilus, Hermogenes.
These people.
All have done great harm to him. Which means, in short, in modern day terms,
所以呢，从今天而言呢,
almost his whole pastoral team fell to bits.
他的整个牧师团队呢都离开。
Almost his whole apostolic team fell to bits.
他当时与他同工的一堆呢,
they jumped ship.
他们离开他。
They betrayed him.
他们背叛他。
Only Timothy is his favorite son.
只有提摩太是他所爱的。
But he sits here saying,
但是他在这里说呢。
No, everybody abandons me.
所以每个人离开了。
My Lord will not abandon me.
我的主绝对不会抛弃。
And so he says, finally.
所以最后说
，next slide. See how Paul ends. And my first defense. No one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May not be held against them. See how generous it is. He's following his Lord Jesus as he hangs on the cross, our Lord.Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
他说我初次申诉的时候，没有人前来帮助，尽都离弃我。但愿这罪不归他们。你看他这么的慷慨，他对神说神啊，求你原谅他们。
And his confidence to end his life in prison all abandoned.
他知道他现在要被背叛，他生命要结束了。
17节。The Lord stood by my side, gave me strength, so that through me the message might be proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth.The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
实际唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。我也从狮子口里被救出来。主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进入他的天国。愿荣耀归于他，直到永永远远。Amen.
This is salvation in three tenses.
这是呢，我们看到拯救以三个时态来表达。
This is deliverance in three tenses.
这就是神的拯救以三个时态来表达。
Paul is all alone in prison.
保罗一个人在牢里。
But he says, "The Lord stood by me and delivered me in the past."
他说神保守我以前救赎了我。
Past tense.
过去时态。
He will deliver me in the future.
他在未来会拯救我。
And he will deliver me now.
现在也会
in the present.
就在今天。
Is that your Lord Jesus?
这是我们的主吗？
The Lord who delivered you from your greatest perils, your greatest dangers in the past.
就是以往在苦难当中拯救我们的主。
Is the Lord who will deliver you in the end.
也是以后要脱离拯救我们的主。
Is the Lord who will deliver you in the now.
就是在现今要帮助我们的。
This is how Paul experiences the presence of God.
这就是保罗的同在。
He experiences the presence of God and he's totally abandoned. He has no presence of fellow believers.
他完全被抛弃了，没有任何的信徒在旁边，可是他进入到。
He's totally abandoned, but he's not alone.
他完全被抛弃了，可是他不是单独一个人。
He's alone, but he's not lonely.
他单独一个人，可是他却不。
Friends, have you ever been alone and not lonely?
你们是否相信一个人单独，但是却不孤单呢
？You will always be alone and lonely if you don't live with the presence of God.
如果我们不经历神的同在，你单独的时候，你觉得孤单。
And it's a presence presence of God with him through the word.
It's
the presence of God with him as he chooses to fear God and to love God more than fear man and love man.
It's
the presence of God with him as he chooses to hear the voice of God above the voices of men. This is how he ends. And so he says, and on that day, verse 8, back to 4, verse 8, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, but not only to me, but also for all who long for his appearing. It was a bank that DBS bought, or a branch of DBS in Hong Kong, I think. Where did we put our most precious things? Most of us put them in safe deposit box with a bank. Your jewelry. And so they were moving the premises or location of the safe deposit boxes on this DBS branch or DBS affiliates. And so moving the safe deposit boxes, they marked them. And then they were marked for destruction. They were marked wrongly for destruction instead of relocation. Because when you move premises, right, some things to be destroyed, some things to be taken. And so the safe deposit boxes got destroyed. What do you call that if you were a client of the bank? Big time get long la. Big time mess up la. All the precious things in your life got burned. That will not happen to your crown of righteousness. Whatever God promised you will be there. You will get there. Though at times it feels like dying, he will make sure that you will get the crown of righteousness. But the crown of righteousness belongs only to those. The translation in the NIV is wrong.
It's
actually an under-translation. I do not know what the Chinese is, the Mandarin is. It's not all those who long for him. It's all those who love him. So I end by asking, do you love Jesus? Do you love God? Don't presume you love him. Going to church, doing ministry, being part of a youth group, being part of the band, being part of the choir, do not automatically mean that you love God or love Jesus. Loving God and loving Jesus is not proven by your ministry. Loving God and loving Jesus is proven in your heart. As you fear him, as you love him, as you listen to his word in season, out of season, only then do you experience the presence of God. And like Paul, though he's all alone, he's never alone. He's never lonely. For the Lord delivered him in the past.
The
Lord will deliver him in the future. And the Lord will deliver him even now. Let's stand and pray together. Forgive us, Heavenly Father. When we become men fearers and men pleasers, about so often times, even in our Christian life and our Christian ministry. We serve with one eye, thinking, looking for what people say of us. Now, as we listen to your word and your voice, strengthen us to repent of that way of living. And in view of God and appearing of the Lord Jesus, we will live with you and the Lord Jesus as our first audience and our final judge. Please search our hearts if there are any areas live outside of your fear and outside of your love. Please confront us, please expose us, please bring us to our knees to repent of this. Forgive us, Samuel. Wash us clean. And make us your children again. And whether it's convenient for us to hear your word or not, make us humble always to know that your word is true. Your word is life saving. If there are relationships for us to give up, we may give them up today. Are there activities that we need to drop? We need to drop them today. Because you are a holy God. And you love us above any and anything else. And you do not want to share us with the idols of this world. You want the very best for us. And so like Paul, help us to fight the good fight. Help us to finish the race. No matter how many people betray us, backstab us. Remind us that we are never lonely. Because the risen Lord Jesus is ever in us and with us. Please hear this prayer for all of us in QBC. That we will be a church that lives with the presence of God. And so glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we always pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Turn to people around you and say, God's peace be with you.